We're doing Netivot Shalom on Parshat Tetzaveh. Our topic is Vasita Vigdei Kodesh. Hashem tells Moshe, you will make holy clothing for Aaron the high priest. Lekadesho lechan oli, to sanctify him as a coin for me, our sages say. Why is it that the commandment for the clothing is adjacent to the commandment of sacrifices? To tell us, just as sacrifices atone, so too the garments of the Kohen atone. The shirt of the Kohen atones for murder. The pants of the Kohen atone for illicit relationships. The crown of the Kohen atones for haughtiness. The belt of the Kohen atones for, the avnet, the apron, atones for improper thoughts. The belt atones for idol worship. The tzitz that he wore on his forehead atones for brazenness. So our sages explained why the two are juxtaposed. We can also explain why the parsha of the menorah, of lighting the menorah in the temple, is also juxtaposed to the Kohanim. That also has to be explained. And we also have to understand how the garments of the Kohanim would atone for the most grave crimes in Judaism. Idol worship, illicit relationships, and murder. You take the three weightiest sins and the Torah and our sages say from the Torah that the garments atone for that. How does that work? So we can explain based on what Tosfos writes. That when the Gemara says that the garments can atone for murder, it doesn't mean murder directly. It means someone who shamed someone else. Our sages say when someone embarrasses someone, it's like they murdered them. For that type of murder, the garment atones. So you see, the garments atone for things that were not active crimes, not as active as we would imagine. They atone for arrogance, for improper thoughts, for brazenness, things that apply to our traits. So that's the idea of idol worship, illicit relationships, and murder. That doesn't mean actively, it means within one's thoughts and one's behaviors and one's traits. So what happens? The Kohen wears holy clothing, and it says it will make him holy as a Kohen, meaning the garments help him purify his limbs so that his whole body is pure and holy the way it should be. So then the Kohen's garments had an impact on every Jew. When he wore them correctly, they would sanctify all of us. Our sages say, look, the Ten Commandments were said in personal form. Do not murder. You, in individual form. Lo tirzach, to the individual. It doesn't say lo tirzachu in plural form. It says to the individual. Lo tignov, you shouldn't murder. You shouldn't steal. So each Jew was told on his level. On a higher level, so then a person is held accountable for a more a gentle level, a more precise level. You know, a person says, I have a store and I sell things by weight. How accurate does your weight measurement have to be? So the average person has to have it accurate. A greater person has to have it even more accurate. So, okay, the Torah reflects, the Torah teaches us that the Mishkan, the tabernacle, reflects a Jew. And the tabernacle, as our sages taught, helps give purity to every section, every part of a Jew's life. So the Torah begins with the menorah that gives light to every Jew. The holy works write that the light of the menorah was from the spiritual light that was hidden after the first 6 days of creation. So Hashem, on that first day, it says, created a tremendous light that he hid for the world to come. But that light was revealed with the menorah. And so the menorah was able to enlighten every Jew's soul. Just as the neshama gives light to a Jew, gives life to a Jew, so too the menorah imparted of its life to the soul of every Jew. Right after the menorah, we come to the story of the garments of the Kohen. So we said the garments would purify a person's body. Eight garments encompass a Kohen's complete body. So they help the Kohen sanctify every part of his body, every limb, with the holiness that pertains to that limb. So if the menorah helps us purify our soul, the garments help us purify our bodies. And we'll pick up here, Bezachim, tomorrow night.